been listening to Electronic Hair. Stay tuned for more great music here on KGA.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name's Mark, and it is 11 p.m., time to go under the floorboards.
Look, supposing when you got up in the morning, you had to switch your brain on. And you had to think and do as a deliberate process, waking up all the circuits that you need for active life during the day. Why, you'd never get done. Because you have to do all those things at once. How can a centipede control 100 legs at once? Because it doesn't think about it. So in the same way, you are unconsciously performing all the various activities of your organism. Only unconsciously isn't a good word, because it sounds sort of dead. Superconsciously would be better. Give it a plus rather than a minus. Because what a consciousness is simply a sort of specialized form of awareness. When you look around the room, you are conscious of as much as you can notice. And you see an enormous number of things which you don't notice. If, for example, I look at a girl here and somebody asks me later, what was she wearing? I may not know, although I've seen, because I didn't attend. But I was aware, you see. And perhaps if I could, under hypnosis, be asked this question, where I would get my conscious attention out of the way through being in the hypnotic state, I could recall what dress she was wearing. So then, just in the same way as you don't focus your attention on how you make your thyroid gland function, so in the same way you don't have any attention focused on how you shine the sun. So then, let me connect this with the problem of birth and death, puzzles people enormously, of course. Because in order to understand what the self is, you have to remember that it doesn't need to remember anything. Just like you don't need to know how you work your thyroid gland. So then, when you die, you're not going to have to put up with everlasting non-existence, because that's not an experience. A lot of people are afraid that when they die, they're going to be locked up in a dark room forever and sort of undergo that. But one of the most interesting things in the world, this is a yoga, this is a way of realization. Try and imagine what it will be like to go to sleep and never wake up. Think about that. Children, one of the great wonders of life. What will it be like to go to sleep and never wake up? And if you think long enough about that, something will happen to you. You will find out, among other things, that it'll pose the next question to you. What was it like to wake up after having never gone to sleep? That was when you were born. You see, You can't have an experience of nothing. Nature abhors a vacuum. So after you're dead, the only thing that can happen is the same experience, or the same sort of experience, as when you were born. In other words, we all know very well that after people die, other people are born. And they're all you. Only you could only experience it one at a time. Everybody is I. You all know you're you. And wheresoever beings exist throughout all galaxies, it doesn't make any difference. You are all of them. And when they come into being, that's you coming into being. You know that very well. Only you don't have to remember the past In the same way, you don't have to think about how you work your thyroid gland or whatever else it is in your organism. You don't have to know how to shine the sun. You just do it. Like you breathe. Isn't it? Doesn't it really astonish you that you are this fantastically complex thing? And that you're doing all of this and you never had any education in how to do it? Never learned? But you're this miracle? Well, the point is that from a strictly physical, scientific standpoint, this organism is a continuous energy with everything else that's going on. And if I am my foot, I am the sun. Only we've got this little partial view, we've got the idea that no, I'm just something in this body. The ego. That's a joke. The ego is nothing other than the focus of conscious attention. It's like a radar on a ship. The radar on a ship is a troubleshooter. Is there anything in the way? And conscious attention is a designed function of the brain to scan the environment, like a radar does, and note for any troublemaking changes. And if you identify yourself with your troubleshooter, then naturally you define yourself as being in a perpetual state of anxiety. And the moment we cease to identify with the ego and become aware that we are the whole organism, you realize that as the first thing how harmonious it all is. Because your organism is a miracle of harmony. All this thing functioning together. Even those corpuscles and creatures that are fighting each other in the bloodstream and eating each other up. If they weren't doing that, you wouldn't be healthy. So what is discord at one level of your being is harmony at a higher level. And you begin to realize that, and you begin to be aware too that the discords of your life and the discords of people's life, which are a fight at one level, at a higher level of the universe, are healthy and harmonious. And you suddenly realize that everything that you are and do is at that level as magnificent and as free of any blemish as the patterns in waves.
Thank you. Support comes from No Credits Productions, LLC, presenting Destination Freedom Black Radio Days, a podcast series that examines modern-day stories about police violence, immigration, and gender bias. The series offers profound stories, community conversations, and a musical guest. Destination Freedom Black Radio Days series can be found wherever podcasts are available and nocredits.com.
All right, and you are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name's Mark, and this is Under the Floorboards. Before the break, we heard a track called Gamelan Collage. This from the album The Epiphany of Glenn Jones, which was a 1997 collaboration between fingerstyle guitarist John Fahey, an amazing fingerstyle guitarist, and the indie band Cul-de-Sac. Part of that was Okyung Lee, Korean experimental cellist and composer, with a track called In Stardust. And we started the show off tonight with Damani Harris, a.k.a. At Most Fear. That's the at sign, Most Fear, as in a social media handle. The track was called Love Your Existence, and you may have caught that it featured the wisdom of Alan Watts there on that track, who I love, and actually was one of the first things I found on KGNU. KGNU plays the Alan Watts Show every Tuesday morning from 9 to 9:30. Check that out if you like Alan Watts. It's worth a listen. I've been listening to it for a lot of years. And you know, he may appear later in the show tonight. Again, this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name's Mark. Under my voice right now, we're listening to Darren Harper's Sideways Stepper, a track off this Nederland ambient experimental sound artist's 2020 LP, Aviary. All right, let's dive back under.
Thank you.
You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Under the Floorboards, and under my voice is Marcus Fisher with Debris from his On Falling release of 2019. Before that, we heard Frank Zappa and the Mothers. Help, I'm a Rock from 1966, Freak Out. And Darren Harper with Sideways Stepper from his 2020 Aviary release started everything off since the last voice break. Now we're going to slide into some Tomoko Sauvage. This from her Musique Hydromantique release. Tomoko Sauvage plays porcelain bowls filled with water and amplified by underwater microphones or hydrophones. And we'll transition from that into Simon Scott with a track called Sea Level 6 from his Below Sea Level release. Scott also, interestingly, uses hydrophones as he musically explores the environment of the fens on this release. The fens, or the fenlands, it's a marshy coastal plain in eastern England. Scott, for 2 years, ventured into this wetlands with hydrophones and some self-built recording devices to explore the land sonically. And then we're going to wrap it up at the end of the hour with a little something from the books. A track called A True Story of a Story of True Love from their 2011 The Lemon of Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you're enjoying the show. We've got a few minutes left for these last few tracks. If you have enjoyed the show and want to see the playlist or hear any of this again, please visit afterfm.com, the home of KGNU's musical archives, where you can find everything and more. Everything and more. Everything you could possibly imagine and more, afterfm.com. My name's Mark. This is Under the Floorboards. Have a great night, you guys. Thank you.
That is what our knowledge amounts to.
I see.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Welcome to Sleepless Nights. My name's Mason. And usually my friend Terry would chime in, and then we would start talking. But it's kind of a bittersweet moment. Terry's not here. I think we're still friends. But it's just me tonight. we might take a slightly different creative direction. And although my buddy Terry might not be here physically, for better or for worse, his voice is kind of one of the few voices that plays in my head. So that is what it is. But in all seriousness, much love. Much love to Terry. I miss him. Right now we're listening to Dream Flower by Tarika Blue. I had some concern over whether or not this was too popular for KGNU, but it really isn't. It was used as a sample by the producer Jay Dilla in a really popular Erykah Badu track in the year 2000, but the original 1977 jazz vibes are, I would consider them underserved. So, it's good to be here. It is Sunday, May 24th. It's the second minute of the day. We got 3 hours of Sleepless coming up. This is KGNU.
Nonprofit organization with ongoing services or campaigns that you'd like to share with your fellow community members, please consider submitting a public service announcement to KGNU. Public service announcements are on-air, non-commercial announcements that help raise awareness about services and issues in our Front Range community. To submit a public service announcement for your nonprofit, please visit kgnu.org/psa.
We've only just been